bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Good day, good morning, good afternoon. You're tuned in to Let's Talk Business and the Bible, and I'm your host, Kevin Cullis, and I'm the Chief Business Geek here. We're broadcasting from Christ the King World Radio, and you can find us at worldmediaministries.org. And if you listen to my bumper music, it's titled Start Me Up, and guess what? We're going to start you up today. Going to start you up every show to get you started moving with God's calling on your life, the talent He's given you. So here we go. Alrighty, overview was the first show. The second show is all about you, i.e. who you are, what your talents are. I'm going to do a little recap here. And then we talked about the scripture, did a little joke. Primarily, we focused on the parable of the talents. That was Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Gave you a little short version of it. The rest of it's in my new book that's coming out soon called Bible Secrets for Startups and Entrepreneurs. Talked about how full your bucket is. In other words, your self-esteem, your worth, your worthiness is built in what your talents are and understanding those talents and how full that is. In other words, it's understanding who you are, your drive, your motivation, and also your right to earn a living. You have a right, a God-given right to earn money and to apply your talents to serve somebody else. So that's a recap of the last show. Today, we're going to talk about markets and models. And the markets and the models is, or marketing included in that, is basically what does the market need that you can provide? And models are basically how do you model your business? The question becomes is do you model it like McDonald's? Do you model it like Apple? Do you model it like your local barber or salon? You know, how do you model it? How do you set up your organization, your business so that you can earn the money? So that's what we're going through today. So let me talk a little bit about the scripture today is actually a generic look at the Bible itself. And I'll give you my joke after that. But the scripture today is when you look at, and part of it comes from my book, Bible Secrets for Startup and Entrepreneurs, is you have to look at Jesus and what he did. Most people focus him on the Son of God, sorry, the spiritual side. But you don't realize that from age 6 to age 12, he learned the Jewish Torah. From age 12 to age 30, Jesus basically ran a business. He was a carpenter. Well, in technical terms, he was a general contractor. And so since he ran 18 years of his own business, and then 3 years from 30 to 33, he ran his ministry, you have to take a look at it and say, okay, he had 18 years. Why is it everybody talks about the 30 to 33 years, which is significant, don't get me wrong. But how come nobody's focused on the age 12 to age 30? Why is it that the ministries, the pastors, the seminaries don't even look at that? And here's the interesting thing. Jesus, to look at Jesus' business from those 18 years as apprentice, you know, for 5 or 6 years with his dad, and then you look at how was he trained as a general contractor, as a carpenter? Technically, a carpenter was not so much wood, but it was also stone, metal, wood. The primary material was stone in that area, so he was probably a stonemason. But you have to look at how did Jesus live his life? And so when you look at it, you look at the Torah, which he learned and he followed without sin. But then the other key point is when you look at all his parables, and he had about 35, 40 parables that he spoke, the interesting thing about that is when you look at them, 75, 80% are business topics. So what that picture shows is that Jesus lived by the Torah, the law, but his experience shows up in his parables. So when you combine those, you get a full picture of what Jesus and how Jesus lived and how he worked his business. So the scripture today is basically the Bible, but it's focusing on the Old Testament and the parables as an overarching view of saying that's what people need to look at to see what he says regarding business. So the scripture today is the whole Bible. All right, let's get into our joke. Okay, here it goes. Short one. It was mealtime during a flight on El Al Airlines, which is Israel's airline. And a flight attendant walks up and says, "Would you like dinner?" to Moshe, who was seated in front. And he goes, "Well, what are my choices?" he asks. And she says, "Yes or no?" Ba-dum-bum. You want it or you don't want it. There was only one solution, you know. You can't have chicken or beef or fish. It was just one answer. So anyway, all right, enough of that. All right, so we recap last show a little bit. So let's talk about Mark and some models, but let's talk about the way you have to look at anything is you have to look at it from the standpoint of high level to low level. High level is business ownership level. The next level below that is project management level. The one below that is technician level. Now, Clarence, when we talk about you, you're an audio engineer production person. That's your technician level. Your project manager is how many people you're going to have to record to get things going. But the business owner level is, man, am I getting enough income from what I'm doing? Am I attracting all my customers that I need to? So at that those three levels, the top level business owner, project manager next, and technician level, almost everybody looks at that bottom level and saying, look how good I am at what I do, whether it's law, medicine, me, computers, and business stuff. What is it at technician level? What is it that I'm looking at? But they forget that up here, the business owner, is he's thinking of or she's thinking of is, how do I make money? How do I go find customers? How do I market myself? How do I make sales? How do I run my business? You know, those are the big issues regarding that. So when I talk about things, I always talk about the high level, and then we get down to the details, because the details affect the big level affects the details. So it's all wrapped up together. So here's the basic premise of markets and models. And this is since our third show, but it's really getting into the meat here. We're talking about what business prosperity is. And business prosperity follows these steps. And very similar to business owner, project manager, and technician, here's the process. Your purpose turns into your product, turns into your profit. And the purpose is, and why we talked about in the last show, it's about you, is what is your personal purpose? What is your personal mission? That is the most important thing. I was talking with a gentleman last night. He's a former Army officer. And we were talking about a gentleman on Facebook. And we were sitting there talking for about 20 minutes. And this young gentleman wants to be in the special operations. But the way he came across in describing himself and the way he interacted, he didn't have the temperament for it. Even though he wanted to do it and wants to do it and feels like he needs to be there, he doesn't have that talent to be in there. No different than we talked, Clarence, about American Idol. Sitting there talking, looking at people, and they can carry a wet tune in a wet paper. They can't carry a tune in a wet paper bag. You look at them going, why do you even think that you would do that? Why is it that you look at them going, no, you just don't have it in you? But people want something, but they realize their best solution for them is who they are and finding out what they're good at. Because when they are good at something and they perform in what they're good at, then their self-esteem and their confidence goes up. But again, you have to try it. But guess what? If you don't have it, if you don't got it in you, then don't go for it. Now, the issue for everybody is to basically try it multiple times. Don't you try it once and then be done with it. You know, for me writing my first book, did I write my first book perfectly, you know, perfectly the first time? It took me hours and hours and weeks and months and ultimately years to get to that point. But the issue for me is I found it's not because I'm a great writer, but is that my thinking is what goes into it. Other people are great technicians at writer, you know, the adverbs and the nouns and the adjectives and all that stuff. And I'm not a technical from that standpoint. But what I do is I put my thinking into words and then somebody else helps me make it. So it's all about you, but it's about your talents, and your talents turn into your purpose. Now, when we talk about purpose, it's the why are you here? That's the overarching encompassing idea is, why am I here? Why, Clarence, are you here? Why is Beatrice, are my fellow hosts on the worldmediaministries.org? You know, why am I here? And in general, every one of you that are listening to this show, you all have an inkling, a little spark of what you know you should be doing. The problem is you've had other people come and say, oh, you need to do this, oh, you need to do that. When in reality, you have it inside you. You know what is inside you. You have a pretty good idea, because when you were about 5 or 6 or 8, you had an idea on what you wanted to do. The question becomes is what finding it, and then what path do you take? Do you take it to the left, take it to the right, take it to the center? So ultimately, it becomes your purpose. Why are you here? And it goes back to singing. If I can't sing, that's not my purpose. If I can't sing, it's not my purpose. So the same thing applies to if you love math, or if you love fabric, or if you love mechanics. I had a lady years ago that loved motorcycles. And she sat there and said, I have to get out of it because I got hurt. I said, no, you don't. I said, you can literally keep performing in the motorcycle area, but because of your back surgery doesn't mean you have to quit it. You can't do it 100%, but at least you could do it maybe 80% or 60% or 50%, and then find ways of applying it just because you don't have the full 100%. I don't know if you've seen that there's a lady, the gymnast from the 90s, the Chechnu, Ukraine or whatever. She sat there and got 10s and all that stuff from the Ukraine. And she basically has a sister that was adopted from in America who had no legs. She was born without legs. And the bottom line is she's become a professional tumbler. But people think that, because she has no legs, she can't do that. She's a professional tumbler. She's using it. She's taking what is in her and using it to her ability. So that's the key point of your purpose, is why are you here? You got to find out your why. Because once you understand your why, everything else goes by the wayside. Everything else becomes minor. So you've tuned in to Let's Talk Business and the Bible, and I'm your host, Chief Business Geek Kevin Cullis. We're broadcasting from Christ the King World Radio, and you can find us at worldmediaministries.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
This portion of our broadcast day made possible by GECS, Corporate Identity, Custom Graphics, and Website Design. For more information, visit their website at www.gecs-us.com. That address again, www.gecs-us.com.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Bringing light unto a dark world, Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
And we're back after that short break, and you're tuned in to Let's Talk Business in the Bible, and I'm your host, Chief Business Geek Kevin Cullis, and we're broadcasting from Christ the King World Radio, and you can find us at worldmediaministries.org. Alrighty, so we're talking over the last segment there about business prosperity. Business prosperity goes from purpose, your why, to your product, what? To earn money, profit. So we talked about why, your talents and your skills and what that is. Now, here's the key point of your purpose in your product is we have two components of who you are. The two components are your talent, i.e. those things that make you come alive. When I say make it come alive is things that if you were to sit there and look at it and look at what you are and who you are, you would say, you know what? I love doing this. I could do this all day, every day. And I, you know, you get up in the morning, you think about it. You go to sleep at night, you think about it. That's all you think about. That, in essence, is who and what you are. That is what you're supposed to be doing. It's not somebody else, mom, dad, friends, family, your clique, your high school guys, you know. It's what's in you that makes the difference. And so here's the three components to this. You have your talents. That's what you love. You have your skills, and that's what you're good at. Skills are anything. It's like making a peanut butter jelly sandwich. It's making an omelet. It's things that you've learned and you've picked up. You know, how to drive a car, you know, how to write, how to calculate with math and stuff. Okay, the talent and the skills are those two circles, okay? Then the market, that's the key component. So what you have, your talents and your skills, what you love, what you're good at. Next is the market, what pays well. If you have just the market and what you love, it's just a dream. If you have the skills and what you're good at and what pays well, you're rich, but you're bored. But when you have your talents and your skills in the market and put them all together, that centerpiece, it's the win. And here's the, when you have talents and you have skills, but nothing that the market wants, you're happy, but you're poor. So talents and skills, talents are what you love to do. Skills are what you've learned to do, even though you may not like it. Like, I don't like accounting. I took accounting and I don't like it, but I learned it because that's important. I don't love it, but it's a skill that I've learned to do. It's talents and skills and the market. And when you combine all of those, that defines who you're supposed to be doing, what you're supposed to be working at. So when you look at your purpose and who you are, it's when you look at that, that you look at it and say, okay, now I know who I am. Let's go into the market. So that's where you look at your purpose, and now you look at your product. Your product is actually, most people don't think of it, but you are a product. You are a product. Everything that you've learned, everything that you've done, no matter all your experience, whether good or bad, everything you've done in the past, that is you, the product of you. I am the product Kevin Cullis. Clarence is the product of Clarence. You and Jimmy and John and Susie and Nakisha and whoever out there, you are all the product. Now, here's the interesting thing. When it comes to the market looks at you and say, what value do you bring me to the market? As I mentioned last time, when you look at a pen, when you see that pen, is that pen have value? Absolutely. It's a pen. It's got all that potential right in there. So it means that every one of you has value. Right now, sitting where you are, sitting at your computer, listening onto your iPhone or your Android or whatever, every one of you have value right where you are. Everything that you come through in life is of value. Not only the good, but also the bad. Because the bad hopefully gives you some insights into, you know, this ain't me. I literally have a master's degree, and I went for a number of months, was a janitor. I didn't like it, but you know, my approach was, I'm going to learn from it and see what I can get out of it and find out what I don't like about it, but also find out, oh, if I get a big building and I've got thousands of employees working for me, guess what? I'm going to respect that janitor and what he does and what she does, because it's an important job that I'm willing to pay her to keep her going. So when you look at your purpose and your product is what? You are a product, and that's everything you are. Now, here's the key point. Now, you hear a lot of in the political scene, they talk about education. It's not so much education, but what did you learn? Education is a formalized curriculum that you go learn. That's okay, like reading a book. But the real question is, what did you learn? It's what you. That's how you add value to who you are, is by learning more and being able to do more and be more productive. If you are not understanding that being the product is who I am, let me ask you, Clarence, I'll ask you a question here. If I walked up to you and say, Clarence, I want you to pay me $6,000. First question out of your mind is, what value am I bringing to you, aren't you?
Right.
So the same thing is when somebody looks and says, hey, you need to pay me $15 an hour because I need that $15 an hour. Okay, do you provide $15 an hour worth of value to me? That's the question. So when you look at the product, you are the product. How are you? Can you add? Can you subtract? Can you get to work on time? Do you come in dressed, ready to go to work? Do you come in with an attitude, say, I'm willing to learn and do what it takes to learn and be productive? If you don't come in with that attitude, you don't come in ready to do that, you're not adding value to you, the product. Right?
I gotcha.
Now, it doesn't mean you're not perfect, but the issue is your preparation as you, the product, makes a difference on whether a business is going to hire you or not. Mm-hmm. And understand that when you talk about you being the product, it also means that you have to take a look at not only you, but if you wanted to start your own business, they look at you the same way as a boss does. They look at you and say, the customer is no different than a boss. The customer is, in fact, when you have a boss, you got only boss, but you got a customer. If you've got 30 customers, guess what you have?
30 bosses.
30 bosses, exactly. So a lot of people who sit there say, I want to start my own business. Yeah, we'll start you up, but we all got to put some perspective around that start me upside and sit there and say, yeah, you may have one boss at work, or customers are your bosses. In reality, the customers are the bosses. Now, understand when it comes to being the product is you have to decide where your product fits. Does your product fit at the Walmart level? Or you and your product and who you are, does that fit at the Nordstrom level? Or the Ritz-Carlton level? The Rolls-Royce level? What is that level that you have in your head on what you can provide for the marketplace? That becomes extremely important when you're looking at your product and who and what you're providing. Now, we're talking about you being a product. That's first and foremost. You are the product. You are that person. Therefore, everything that you've gone through, everything you've learned, and everything you add value to the marketplace, you become the product. Most people think of a product as a piece of equipment, a computer, or going to get a cup of coffee. But most people don't realize that you yourself are a product too, and that's where it first starts. That's why I'm a little bit adamant here about talking about it's about you, because the key point is that the value you are, if I told you I graduated from MIT, what's the value of that graduation versus I graduated from a podunk university?
Huge difference.
Huge difference. Now, I understand I don't necessarily like MITs and Yale, but the key point is that tells you the value of who you are and what you've done and what you bring. Now, we've talked about you being the product. Now, let's talk about product and services. There is an excellent little video on the YouTube called Leader of Light. Now, most people think of product like a computer and an iPhone, cars, a cup of coffee. Well, being a product is solving somebody's pain or providing them pleasure. And so when we talk about Leader of Light, you go Google for it, Leader of Light. It's about a 5-minute show about overseas in a third world country. You see these people who are in these shanties that literally an 8x8 room that is literally their house. And somebody found out that if you take a 1-liter plastic jug, fill it with water and bleach, and cut a hole in the top of their roof, their tin roof, and put one third of the bottle above the roof and 2/3 below, that the water actually reflects all the light, and it refracts. So in essence, and the science behind it is that little water bottle with the refraction from the sun ends up being about a 50-watt light bulb. And imagine somebody seeing that idea and applying that product to their home where they got no light at all. None. I mean, they've got everything so covered up, and you got 3-foot-wide, you know, shanty, you know, streets between everybody's house. But imagine how that one little piece of plastic was filled with water sitting in the roof, and now they've got light in their room. What kind of value does that bring to that person? That's a product. It's not an expensive product, but imagine what the change in their life is when they have that liter of light in their house. No longer do they have to go outside, but they're actually inside now in their house. They can start a business working 8 hours in their house, or as long as the sun's out. They don't have to go outside in bad weather. They're now protected. That's a product. And so while we talk about computers and iPhones and cars and you know, Starbucks coffee, a product can also be that leader of light that provides somebody with that oomph, that opportunity to make their lives better. Mm-hmm. And so that's the key point. So we're going to take a short break. You tuned in to Let's Talk Business and the Bible, and I'm your host, Chief Business Geek Kevin Cullis, and we're broadcasting from Christ the King World Radio, and you can find us at worldmediaministries.org, and on the other side, we're going to finish up on the product, and then we're going to start talking about profits and numbers and how to make them. So we'll be right back, and we're going to continue to start you up. And have a good day, and of course, catch you on the other side.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
www.christtheking.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
All right, you're back, and you're tuned in to Let's Talk Radio at the and Let's Talk Business and the Bible. And I'm your host, Chief Business Geek Kevin Cullis. We're broadcasting from Christ the King World Radio, and you find us at worldmediaministries.org. All right, we're talking about business prosperity. Turn your purpose into a product to make a profit. Talking about purpose and product, and let's continue on with the product, and then we'll get into profit. Okay, when we're talking about product, it's the key point of finding a product is finding out what the customers need or what they want. And what that means is some people have pain. Some people are looking for pleasure. I know my wife, she loves cupcakes. So every once in a while, she's, oh, I need a cupcake. Now, that's a product that somebody has provided. And so we literally go out and go get some cupcakes. Now, for me, product is pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie. In fact, when I got married, my mother-in-law, she knew how much pumpkin pies. I love pumpkin pies, and I'm sitting at my wedding, at the reception, and all these hundreds of people out there talking and stuff, and I'm at the table, and I look at the back of the room, and here's this person walking with her hand up like this. I'm going, what in the world? You know, it's all across the room, a big old room. This person's walking directly toward me. I'm going, what in the world? And I pop, it puts it out, and there's this pumpkin pie at my wedding. And they said, this is your wedding present from so-and-so. Oh, gee. So it's like, but I love pumpkin pies. I just, they're the best. In fact, a little funny thing was living in Germany in the Air Force. At Bittburg Air Force Base in Bittburg, north of Trier, and it was Thanksgiving. Of course, in Germany, we're doing Thanksgiving, and then we do Christmas. Of course, Christmas, we do that stuff too. And so I reached over, and of course, pumpkin pie is big on Thanksgiving, right? Mm. So I sit there, and I walk over to my German landlord, and I knocked on the door, and his son Mark opened up. Was ist das, Kevin? I said, pumpkin pie, Mark. Pumpkin pie? Said, yeah, what is it? And I described it, and he got this look of dread on his face. I'm going, what? It's good. We feed those things to the pigs. I'm going, what? Yeah, we feed pumpkins to the pigs. And of course, in Germany, pigs are big. You know, not beef like in America. It's pigs over there. Everything's pigs. So I was just like, oh, I gave him pumpkin pie, and he's thinking I'm giving him pig food.
So I'll take it back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So when it comes to your product, it's finding out what the customer needs or wants and satisfying that. Whether it's a cup of coffee, it's going from a carburetor in a car to a buggy whip for a horse, or shoeing a horse. And found out a friend of mine is a farrier, and I didn't realize this, and talking to him, he says a horse shoes needs to be replaced every 6 to 8 weeks. And I never knew that. I'm like, wow. And he said, yeah, and you also have to balance the horse on their hooves. If you get them out balanced, that causes health issues, you know, and in this way too. you know, forward, back, and left and right, and you have to center the hoof. If you don't center the hoof, it's like walking in your shoes. It'll imbalance you, and you got a 200-pound person on the top of that horse, they can break their ankle. So it's like, wow. So the product is satisfying somebody's pain that they're going through. Let's talk about that leader of light. That leader of light is a product. It satisfies somebody's pain because they couldn't do it. So it's a matter of finding out what those things are out there that people are interested in. And I was talking to a guy Saturday night at our bonfire, and he's a Christian, and he said, "Oh man," he said, "my building needs $15,000 in roofing," and he goes, "Lord," he says, I don't want to pay that. And of course, God basically tells him, he says, they're supposed to work for the money. So that means that you need to pay them. Otherwise, he doesn't eat. Hmm. So it's like, whoa. So not only the good, but the bad. There's a reason why people have those talents and those skills. And that is they take care of us with the issues that we have. So when you look at that dentist that's fixing that toothache, or you go visit a doctor or a roofer or a mechanic for your car, they get paid because they provide a service to you. So when you walk in and see that waitress, they're providing a service to you. And it's up to you to recognize that they get paid, they should be paid just like you do. And to be stingy with your income and say, "I'm not going to pay you," that's negative. That's not what God wants. God wants us to pay. Now, agreeably, you don't want to sit there and pay a roofer $50,000 if the job is not worth that. That's the market forces, you know. But to not pay somebody, you have to pay people for their time. Especially when it comes to just generally talking to somebody. If somebody's giving you some good advice on something, I've had people walk away, "Oh, thanks," and don't even and just say thanks and then just walk away. It's like, if they gave you something good and something of good value, then why don't you do more than that? Yeah. Why don't you give them a testimonial or something? So when you do a product, it's about what problem are you solving, or what kind of a pleasure are you giving them? Now, the next thing is profit. Profit, if you take out, getting out of my wallet here, if you take out a $20 bill, I'm showing it to Clarence in here in his mouth.
I haven't seen one of those in a while.
You see, yeah. When I take out this $20 bill and I show it to Clarence, the first thing on my mind is, yep, that's money. Yep. But what I want you to see, Clarence, is this is profit. But it's also the value that I have provided somebody. It is a measurement of how well I've done. And when you get paid, it means it's not a job. You've done a good job for somebody. So this is the results of what the value you've provided other people. So when you look at your profit, the profit is how much money I've earned. Now, also profit means is, have I made enough sales to the right people that they're happy with what I've done, and are my expenses below that so that I do make a profit? And when I make a profit, is it enough that I can earn my living with it? It's all those factors that go into a business and starting you up is, do I market myself well? Did I attract people? Do I make enough sales? Do I have my expenses low enough that I'm able to make a profit? Because all that wraps up into that final word, profit. You only make profit. Oh, by the way, taxes are in there too.
Can't forget about that.
Yeah. And understand, there's nothing wrong with taxes, because when you look at taxes help run the country. But on the other hand, too high taxes, and it burdens the people. Why do you think Jesus says, "Take my yoke, for it is light"? Notice he didn't say it was no yoke. He said it was light yoke, which means we still have responsibility to those around us. We still have that responsibility to those around us. It's when organizational, whether it's a business or it's a government, burdens you with more things that it becomes burdensome to you, and therefore becomes it lowers your productivity. So when you look at a profit, a dollar bill, if you take out whatever is in your wallet, that is a result of the value that you have brought to somebody, whether it is a worker in a business or in your own business. And of course, when we talk about that, those people who are working for somebody, if you understand the purpose of a business and the business really understands you and provides you that opportunity, you add more and more value. The more value you bring to the business, the higher your raises will be. So get back to who you are and the product you provide. Now, agreeably, there are some people that literally don't get the raises. Agreeably, there are some people that are left in where they are. Okay? They've done all the work. They've done it. Well, guess what? You need to find another boss. And I would highly recommend it. Find another boss or find another business to go to work for. Because there's something that literally, no matter how hard you work, will not pay you anymore. They will not. But that's okay. It's you are the product. And how you know you are the product is that when you are working for a certain business and you go start marketing yourself elsewhere and you talk about the value that you bring and they offer you more money than the current business, that tells you you've increased your value to the business. And so you, the product, have to provide that value. And so the profit is what you earn, whether it's a salary, an hourly income, or you selling a book. And in fact, I was at a event with Beatrice, and what was interesting is we were standing there selling our books, and a lady walked up and says, "Your book's expensive." "Yeah, your book's expensive." I said, "It's $20. That's not expensive." And of course, she was thinking from a consumer perspective of a product, not a business person's mentality and mindset. And because the business person is a mindset is, what's the value that I get out of that? If I spend $20 of my hard-earned money, and it is hard-earned, do I get $40 of value out of it? Do I get $60 of value out of it? That's the question. When you change that mindset, that startup, that mindset is you have to look at the opportunities for things so that you can move forward. If you don't look at those opportunities, that's why people don't get any farther ahead. They don't have those eyes. They shut down and say, "Oh, unbelief. Nope, I don't believe it. I don't believe it." Well, guess what? Even if you're not getting it from a boss right now, and we're talking about starting your own business, you're starting a business, you have to have your mindset changed to be able to look for those opportunities. And if you're not getting the value out where you are, then what you do is you find somebody else to help you out to get you that value, whether you find another company that is looking for what you do or you start your own business. So the key point is profit is, it's the results of serving somebody else, whether you're working for a boss or you're working for yourself in a business or both at the same time. My wife does the same thing. I do the same thing. You can work for yourself and work for somebody else at the same time. In fact, it's best that you do that because you'd be surprised how reading 15 minutes to 30 minutes a day can increase your value over the course of 1 year. All right, we're going to take a break here. You've tuned in to Let's Talk Business and in the Bible. And I'm your host, Chief Business Geek, Kevin Cullis. We're broadcasting from Christ the King World Radio. And you can find us at worldmediaministries.org. And we'll catch you after the break. Okay.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
This portion of our broadcast day made possible by GECS, Corporate Identity, Custom Graphics, and Website Design. For more information, visit their website at www.gecs-us.com. That address again, www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
We're starting you up on Let's Tune In to Let's Talk Business in the Bible, and I'm your host, Chief Business Geek Kevin Cullis. We're broadcasting from Christ the King World Radio, and you'll find us at worldmediaministries.org. Talking today about markets and models, talking a little about your business prosperity, how do you make money, talk about your purpose, why you're in business, and the product is you. Or it can be a product that you provide to others. Whether you're a marketing expert, a sales expert, an engineer, you are the product, but you also can define and come up with another product. And then we talk about product, the profit. Profit is the result of you satisfying somebody or serving somebody, whether that is a boss or that is a customer. Either way, the money you earn, the profit you make, and earning a salary and earning an hourly income is profit. You have to think of it in terms of that, okay? You have to get out of, I got a paycheck, because that's a worker mentality. You have to change your mindset into, I am in business for myself, and that's the profit I've earned for providing value to somebody. So we're going to talk a little bit, and we're going to be real quick about it because there's so much to cover, but we're going to at least talk about the general idea, and that is two pieces. One is called business model generation and versus business planning. And then let's talk about a rather interesting thought process here. Do you think Jesus did the business plan? Think about that. Do you think Jesus actually did a business plan? Did he actually write it down and what he was doing? Probably not. Didn't have much paper back then. It was all in the Torah, all wrapped up, okay? But you have to think about that and say, what did Jesus do when he started his business or running his business? More than likely, he kept it all in his head. And his dad kept it all in his head, which means he understood the project management, the business ownership, and the technician level, how to mix cement and how to put the stone just the right, the engineering that goes up to building a wall for a fence, you know, between houses, or building up a multi-story building. He had to keep all that in his head. So think about business planning. Jesus didn't do it. Now, you're going to hear a lot of time you hear that all in the world is saying, oh, yep, you need a business plan. Not necessarily. But you need to understand business numbers, and I'll get that in a moment here. But the key point that Dean, business planning and what's called business model generation is, business planning comes from actually the 60s and the 70s. Large corporations who wanted to start a new company, they would do the planning side. As a startup, and we're starting you up, as a startup, that's not what you do. You do need to understand the numbers, but it's called business model generation. And business model generation, go Google for it. Business model generation is you take a product and you put it in front of the customer and you say, what do you think of this? And you get feedback. And they say, I like this. Second question is, how much are you willing to pay for it? You got to find a way that your product is sellable. If you walk up to, and you don't do it to one person and say, hey, here's my product. What do you think of it? Oh, I like it. Would you pay me $1,000? No way would I pay you $1,000. That's business model generation in a quick and dirty. The issue is to get your product out in front of somebody and get feedback to how well that product is. Does it satisfy them? And not just one person, do it multiple people. Say, hey, here's my product. What do you think? When I show Clarence my new book, how much would you pay for this, Clarence? Would you pay $50 for it? Would you pay $100, $25, $10? What do you think?
$20.
How about $25?
All right, I'll do 25.
Okay. Now, see, I did that little exercise with Clarence. That's what you do with your product and your service. Is, in fact, you find that oddly through, in any case, is people sit there and say, hey, I need to put together a product. Well, they put it out in front of people and say, try this. Give a sample. You know, give people an idea of what it's worth. And then you got to figure out how much they're willing to pay. Because how much they're willing to pay for, now you got to figure out how much it's going to cost you to do what you need to do. That means the time, the energy, the support, etc., to be able to get it done. So business model generation, the focus is taking your product. Now, agreeably, you don't want to put it out for the world to have, okay? But the issue is that you put it out into certain people's hands so they can come back and then give you feedback what they like and don't like about it. And you have to stay true to what the purpose is, but you listen to the market, because the market is the one that's going to pay you how well you're going to do with that. So the key point of business model generation is getting out in front of the customer and getting feedback and getting an idea on how much they're willing to pay for it. It's not business planning where you sit back in your home office or the on your laptop and Starbucks or coffee shop and you figure out how much it's going to cost you to get down the lowest thing. You got to figure out how much they're going to willing to pay for it to see if it's a viable product first. Not a sellable product, but first is the viable product. Yeah, you like it. Yes, you. Oh, I got some good feedback. Okay, now if it's a viable product, then is it a sellable product? Can you sell it to somebody? Can you get money for providing for it? I had a friend that I was talking with, and he literally talked about taking his little emergency tool. And I said, well, what are you doing with it? He said, well, I need to find an investor. I said, what do you mean an investor? He goes, yeah, I need to find an investor to, you know, pay me $20,000 to put it out there so I can get it down to low cost. And his thought process, while good, was incomplete. I said, more importantly, I said, what you need to do is find a way to add value to that tool. You're selling the tool for $20 and you have to find a manufacturer to do 5,000 of them so you can go sell them. First off, no shark or no venture capitalist or no angel investor is going to give you $20,000 until you prove it. You have to prove the model. And to prove the model is, okay, I'm going to go make one and then go sell one. That's business model generation. I'm going to go make one and go try and sell it. And if it costs me $20, then I've got to bump that up and say, okay, here's $30. But more importantly, and what he needed to see is, he needed to see beyond just the product. Ultimately, what we told him is, you need to say, okay, not only am I going to sell you this tool, which cost me $20 to make it, I'm selling it for $25, but I'm going to give you a free book on how to use it that normally costs $25, but I'm going to give it to you free. But real point is, what was the cost of that PDF to him? That's a key point. It adds value to, oh, by the way, I'm selling this product, but I'm also giving this free. It's adding value, but not increasing its cost. That's the focus of business model generation, is being able to come with a product or service that literally you can start selling now. Because an investor is going to ask you two questions. What's your product? How much you've sold over how much time? They're going to ask that every time. So business model generation is about putting it out there. It's not about business planning. And the next part of it is, we're talking about business numbers, business research. And let me tell you about business numbers and marketing and numbers from that perspective. Most people, when they look about business planning, they almost always think of marketing. Marketing, marketing, marketing. If you're doing a business planning, most beginners start 75% in marketing, 25% in their numbers. And in reality, every good business reverses that. They spend 75% in their numbers and 25% in the marketing. The reason why is, you have to know how you're able to make money. If you can't figure out how to make money, you're not going to go anywhere. You have to understand numbers. Does that mean you have to be calculus and all that stuff? No. But you'll be able to add, subtract, multiply and divide on how you. I had a lady said, yeah, Kevin, why don't you come pay for this table at this event? I said, well, how much is the table? $250. I said, okay, how many people are going to show up? 100 people. And so getting into numbers, you have to understand your numbers. So let me give you numbers around that story, and then I'll come back to it. when I started writing my first book, I found out in the state of Colorado, there are 5 million people. And in the state of Colorado, you have roughly, depending on who you talk to, anywhere from 300,000 to 500,000 businesses in the state of Colorado. So when you look at those breakout, now those are big numbers. Most people think, oh, there's only maybe 30, 40, 50,000 businesses in the state of Colorado. No, there's 300, 400, 500,000 businesses in the state of Colorado. That's a lot of numbers. But that's a number that becomes important because now I broke it down and figured out, oh, greater than 1,000 employees, or greater than 500 employees, excuse me, greater than 500 employees in the state of Colorado was less than 1,000. And I was writing my first book to target that 1,000 companies. Now, Apple has roughly 10% market share, sometimes as high as 25% recently. Okay? So when you look at the percentages of businesses, so out of 1,000 businesses, Apple has 10 to 25% market share, and my book was targeting Mac businesses. Out of 1,000 businesses, I'm going to have maybe 100 to 250 businesses that I'm literally going to be able to sell to. If I don't break that down, those numbers down to find out what my target market is, guess what? I can't figure out how much of money am I going to make. So listen, I'm literally talking to the lady about, you know, okay, 100 people show up, Mac has 10% market share. That means out of 100 people, 10 people may buy my book. Profit of my book is $5 a piece. $10 a book, or $5 a book times 10 people, $50. I'm buying a table for $250. Am I going to make money?
Not like you think you are or want to.
So the issue behind it is those are the numbers that you have to think about when you're running your own business. Numbers are more important than the marketing. Don't get me wrong, marketing is important, but that backup, that marketing becomes extremely important. So when you look at the numbers, you have to understand that those numbers tell you how much profit you're going to make or not make. So I literally had to tell that person, sorry, I'm not going to, oh, and she tried everything. Oh, yeah, just buy this. No. Now, understand that you also have to sit there and turn around and say, okay, you know, is there a viable option of me getting more business from this? You know, it's like a marketing piece. You know, I also went to an event where there was 1,500 people and it was $300 per table. I had lined up two other people to help me out. So that literally was $100 per person. I spent $100. I broke even with my spending of the dollars there because I sold books to cover that. But more importantly, I got my message in front of hundreds of people that walked around. So that's the most important part is numbers, is knowing your numbers. All right, you've tuned in to Let's Talk Business in the Bible, and I'm your host, Chief Business Geek Kevin Cullis. We're broadcasting from Christ the King World Radio, and you find us at theworldmediaministries.org. That's worldmediaministries.org. What I'm here to do is to start you up. We're here to start you up in your own business, and you had to think about who you are, what you are. You are the product that you provided. God has given you that talent. It's up to you to start it up. Take care.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.